and received a special degree in English country housing. Greg was named a Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and you know what that means. That means it's time for Ask the Designer here in the WAOV 97.7 FM, 1450 AM studios. Bob Lechner, Shelter Insurance, sponsoring the studios here. Greg Risley, it's another week, and we are here to talk about a lot of good stuff. So did you have a good 4th of July?
We had a great 4th of July. We had a great sale at the store, and so everything's right with the world.
Ah, good. That's good. We did talk about that last week, that you had the big firecracker sale this past Saturday. So hopefully there's maybe a few things left that people could sneak in there. And
got a few specials remaining.
Great. That's good to hear. So last week we talked a lot about why is it important to use a designer to help out. Right. And we've learned through our shows that it is affordable for just anybody to really be able to use designers. And I found that really, really very helpful. And really, there's a lot of stuff we've discovered through our conversations that are helpful when planning out a house. But so what do we want to talk about this week?
We're going to finish this topic about the designer and why you hire them. And we're going to talk a little bit more today about how to work with a designer and how to make that a good relationship for everybody. And then we're going to get into the actual nuts and bolts of what an in-home appointment's about.
Excellent. So some of the key elements to keep in mind when we're considering using a designer, what's important someone should think about before they contact you?
Number one, have an idea of what they want to do. And this is very difficult for a lot of people. A lot of people come in and say, I have no idea what to do with my room. But you might have a favorite color you like. There might be favorite pieces in that room that you want to keep. Those kinds of things are kind of key to talk to the designer about. Or if you've seen a magazine picture, maybe, that you really like, tear that out, bring it in, and give us an idea of what you're looking for. Sometimes you don't want to get too much preconceived idea, because a lot of magazine pictures, and most people don't know this, magazine pictures are staged.
Oh.
They're actually set up with like two walls or three walls so they can photograph it easily. They really don't go into a room and photograph a room.
Okay.
So consequently, you can get the wrong idea about what that room is like because it's really two walls or three walls.
Right, and we've talked before about when we're talking paints or wall coverings or carpets, that you really need to look at things the way they are in that room, the way they're going to be in that room, because lighting is so significant in pulling those colors out and getting it to show its true self.
Oh, yeah, lighting is vital in every room. And a lot of people have dark rooms. A lot of our older homes didn't have a lot of windows in them.
Right.
So a lot of people say, wait, you know, my room is so dark. It's just dark and dreary, and I keep trying to add a punch of color here or there. And there are little tricks of the trade, so to speak.
Okay.
That we know that maybe John Q. Homeowner doesn't know that.
Sure.
So that's one of those reasons why you come to a professional. You know, the other thing that they show in magazine pictures is, very rarely do they ever show any lamps in a room setting. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Well, now that you say that, you're right. You don't see them.
Well, the lamps cut off the view of the camera.
Okay.
So they usually take the lamps out. The other thing that's missing in a lot of pictures of room settings are tables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll have a sofa sitting in the middle of the room with no end tables by it.
Yeah.
Or a cocktail table maybe in front of it, and then two side chairs opposite with no tables by them either. Now, you know, it looks great in a picture, but it really isn't functional. I've never walked into a house and the lady said, I want a sofa with no end tables, two chairs with no tables by it. Usually it's just the opposite. I want a sofa with end tables and good lighting on it.
Yes.
And I want my side chairs to have tables and big, lots of light so I can sit there and read.
Absolutely.
However, you look at magazine pictures, you usually don't see that.
No, you don't. It's funny that you mentioned that. And in my mind, I'm going back remembering when I was a girl and thinking about what I wanted and seeing, you know, Woman's Day and Home and Gardens and all those magazines and thinking about how beautiful those rooms were. But, you know, you don't see those pictures don't include lamps or, you know, overhead lighting, you know, those kind of things. So interesting. Right. Something.
I had a friend that was featured in Architectural Digest, and I called him up and said, couldn't wait to see the pictures. Called him up and said, hey, I love the pictures. And he said, well, I wish it were my apartment. Because he said they moved half the stuff out that I had in there and then put other stuff in that wasn't even mine. Picture and then put it in Architectural Digest, and he said, I was really upset over that.
Wow, yeah. I mean, you would think, being the person interviewed, that they're wanting you in your element and your habitat and those kind of things. So to just transform it into something else, that's probably a little disheartening for him. So
a little misleading to the general public.
Sure.
Even at that time, I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah. Interesting. So what else do we? What are we going to broach today?
Well, the first thing is about functionality in a room. I'm very functionally based, you know, i.e. talking about tables by a sofa.
Sure.
You know, you want a place to set a drink.
Right.
A cup of coffee.
Right.
You know, be able to put a book there.
Mm-hmm.
To reading. You know, the other thing today that we have to consider is what about the media situation, you know?
Right.
You need a new charging table that you can plug your phone into.
Oh, they have those?
Yeah, and they have a little lift up flap at the back. You can plug in your lamp, plug in your phone, and plug in, you know, other items, iPads and things like that to charge.
Oh, that's nice. Then you don't have the extension cords, or you don't have, you know, one of those things that you plug into that wall outlet where you can put like 200 little plug-ins to one spot, you know, that I have all over my house now. So that's handy that those tables automatically come with that. That's nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, the long cords that connect to that can hide down in that cavity where that little door closes over the top.
Sure.
So the only thing that you're seeing is one
big plug-in that goes into the wall.
So,
consequently, then all your media stuff is together.
Good. Yeah, and with today's technology, you know, you have the big screen TV, the surround sound, and then, you know, the Blu-ray DVD player or the, now it's getting into where the smart TVs, you don't even have to have a cable box and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's always lots of plugs and things that are going on. So that's nice to help tame that down. And functionality really is just as important as anything, because if you're being functional with your items, you're being fiscally responsible, too, and saving money.
Right. And that's the other part that the designer plays into helping you select those pieces that are going to give you the most value for your dollar. And that's why you want a functional room. Nobody really wants a room that is a magazine room.
Sure.
Because if you've got a magazine room, people don't feel comfortable in it. The thing that makes a room comfortable and cozy is probably the decorator's biggest secret, is a blend of textures and tones and colors that are comfortable, even though it may be a very formal room. I know people have walked into my own home, which is kind of 18th century, very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old house. It was my grandparents' home. And it's pretty dressy.
Mm-hmm.
But they go, I don't know how you do it, but I don't feel put off. It's really pretty, but I don't feel like, don't sit down or don't get comfortable.
Like it's
or,
a museum and we don't touch and,
right,
you know, you can't
right.
relax or whatever. Well, that's good. That's
right.
good. Yeah, you know, because people have kids, and then they want to have adult friends over. So it, you know, being able to have all that in one combination is very important in today's world.
Right. And, you know, everybody likes a mix. You know, we're really a more of a transitional look than a period. I don't do too many period homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have those things that we love that was maybe grandma's or great grandma's or an antique we bought or a gift from someone that we really, really cared about, and we want to highlight that. So mixing those medias and making it all work together in a room is another reason you have a designer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is Ask the Designer here. We're here every Wednesday, 3 to 4. You can listen to us at 97.7 FM, AM 1450. You can also tune in by going to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo. You can listen to us live there as well. And we also have something really neat on there where you can send us your questions. It could be a question about designing or furniture or whatever, or just a topic you'd like to hear us talk about. So be sure and reach out and do that, because we love your questions and we love hearing from you. And so we're going to take a quick break and be back shortly.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Join your friends and neighbors on July 6th, 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Lincoln Amphitheater for the Young Abe Lincoln 30th Anniversary Special. This special anniversary edition is a playful story chronicling the events that shaped our 16th president as he grew up in southern Indiana. Don't miss these great upcoming events at the Lincoln Amphitheater. July 22nd, Zoso, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, and August 12th, Hard Day's Night, a tribute to the Beatles. Get your tickets today at LincolnAmphitheater.com.
In over three decades, 50,000 Indiana homes have been trusted to be window. Over 500,000 windows have been installed. Awning windows, garden windows, bay and bow windows, wood interior windows with complex grid patterns, economy vinyl windows, sliding or swing patio doors, four-section wood French doors, stunning entry systems, detailed siding, all with the goal of improving energy savings and quality of life for homes like yours. Buy six windows, get three free, and no payments for 12 months.
That's Faber's Bean Window. Trust me.
Turn three at Kentucky pretty much reminds me of going racing on an ice skating rink.
Turn three at Kentucky is flat, loose, out of control, sketchy corner.
Turn three at Kentucky is a pain in my
I don't like turn three at Kentucky. It's too flat. Needs banking.
Big things happen at Kentucky in three and four.
It's the toughest corner on the circuit. Catch the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts July 8th. Visit KentuckySpeedway.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV NewsKnoxCounty.com studio. I'm Cher Elliott. This is Ask the Designer with our host, Greg Risley. Greg's from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And, Greg, tell us just a little bit about the store and all that you have to offer there, because it's pretty amazing what all you carry there in the store.
Well, it is. We carry all types of furniture items, lamps, pictures, accessories. We have a wonderful gift gallery that we're always adding to and changing. We have a great bereavement section we deliver to all the local funeral homes at no charge. You can call and order a piece or an item and have it sent to the funeral home of your choice. We go to Washington, Lawrenceville, South and North Knox, as well as Vincennes.
That's awesome. And free gift wrap for all your purchases that are gifts.
Free gift wrap.
And it's really beautiful. The ladies there do such a great job. And the store is always decorated so nice. The floral arrangements are just beautiful. And the displays are always very nice and easy. It's easy to be able to browse, walk through there and see everything without feeling like you're overwhelmed with so much stuff in your face. That's what I like about that. It's just open. It flows. And so many different things to choose from. And
well, I think the room groupings help, too.
You know, we kind
of set things together. So you get the idea of a little mini room, you know, when you walk into an area complete with pictures and lamps and accessories.
Yeah, so that's what I like, because as we've learned week by week by week, Cher is not a designer. So it's nice to have some of that those ideas available for, you know, because not everybody can do that or even knows where to begin on what they should do with what they have. Yeah. So,
and a lot of times, you know, A professional designer gives you a professional assessment of what you really need and what you're looking for. And that takes us to a topic that, you know, maybe you have a really good friend and you think her house is beautiful and she's done a great job putting it together. Mm-hmm. But that's her house.
True.
That's not your house.
True.
A lot of times people bring friends or daughters with them to shop. Mm-hmm. And maybe their taste isn't the same. And, you know, I see sometimes a little conflict because it's like the friend or daughter or the bring along shopper wants to say, well, I think you ought to do this. Well, that's all well and good, but that's their taste.
Right.
As a designer, you're trained how to find out what that person's taste is and put it together for different people. And many people sometimes say, Greg, how do you do that? And I go, I don't really know other than, you know, you kind of talk to people and find out what they like.
Sure.
And what they don't like. you can take keys from what their house looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
You can take some keys from the way they dress.
Yes, and that just amazed me when you share that with me. When you said that, you know, a lot of the way a woman dresses, it carries over into their home. So that's very interesting.
Women usually don't wear colors that aren't becoming to them. Very rarely do they have their house decorated in colors that is not becoming to them, which just makes good sense.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and the rest of the story, if a woman's real dressy or fancy, wears a lot of jewelry and a lot of ruffles, her house is usually has more accessories in it maybe than the average home.
Mm-hmm.
A little dressier, a little more top-notch maybe.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, the woman's very tailored, wants a simple, clean cut, nicely arranged, nice batches of color in the room and so on, but in a much more toned down system. So, you know, a lot of times you can take keys like that. But whenever you're shopping, and you know, it's great fun to shop with friends. But remember, if you're shopping with a friend, it is your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it should suit you.
True.
And this is where a designer can kind of come in and help, you know, scale that down a little bit or help you find the scale that you need.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't take my daughter shopping because it never fails that we are talking and I have something I like and she'll tell me it looks completely wrong and then she wants something completely else and I don't like that at all. So yeah, we couldn't do that together shopping because we would never get to a solution.
Most people have their own taste.
Yeah.
So consequently, you know, they need someone help them find where that taste is and what they're comfortable with. Yeah. Also, a designer maybe will kind of help you push the button a little bit, maybe step out just a little bit
yeah.
out of the box to uh-huh. do something that you wouldn't do. But yet when it's done, they go, oh, I really like that.
I'm glad you made me do that.
Well, didn't make them do it,
yeah,
but suggested it, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when we're talking about a room or something I want to do, I tell them why, you know, like,
okay.
You really need a touch of color in this corner because it's kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to brighten it up somewhat. We also don't want that color to look like that corner to be neglected.
Mm-hmm.
So we need something kind of special there. And that's a spot where we can step out of the box a little bit and maybe put a really colorful flower arrangement there, a mirror to reflect something else in the room,
mm-hmm.
a mirror to add light, a mirror to add reflection, a mirror to mimic another window.
Okay.
So when I'm talking with clients, I try to tell them why I want to do that. Then it makes more sense to them and they can kind of visualize and they go, oh, I maybe see what you mean. And can we try that? And I'll say, let me bring you something from the store and we'll try it there.
Okay.
If you don't like it, we'll find something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good that, you know, they can, you're not necessarily stuck on one particular thing, that you have multiple options for different points in a room. And I like that you said that you'll bring it to the house and try it out. Let them see what it looks like without them
absolutely.
Having to commit to that. That's huge,
yeah.
I think.
Well, then you can see why it's important for it to be there. And I've had people, I've showed them a picture in the store and they go, well, you can bring it out, but I'll never buy that picture. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And you get in the room and they go, is that the picture you showed me in the store? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks totally different here. It doesn't look anything like it did in there, you know. And it's true. It doesn't. You know, in the furniture store, You're in a large, large area.
Yes.
Everything looks smaller.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other thing the designer can help you with. You know, if you're going from store to store and trying to buy this and that for a room, a lot of times you buy something that's too big for the room.
Mm-hmm.
The color's not right. Then you've ordered it, you get it, and you go, oh, this was a mistake. And you've spent a lot of money on it. You can't afford to change it right away.
Right.
But you never, never like it. So a designer can help you. You know, I have people walk in and I go, Greg, you know my house. I kind of like this chair. What do you think? And I will tell them honestly, if it's not right, it's too big. It's yeah. too bold. It's too dull. It's too...
Right.
Too
right.
small.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, if somebody's not using a designer, you know, they're not going to know exactly how to measure the furniture to compare it against the room size. And then, like you said, if you special order something, you're done. It's yours. You're not, it's a no return. It's a special order. You're not going to get to exchange that for something else. So now you're stuck. So by just taking this one little step of adding, calling the designer in, it saves you so much, well, basically almost removes any risk involved.
It does. I think there's only been one time in 40 years that something came and the customer really didn't like it. And they had a legitimate complaint. Mm-hmm. And when I owned Grizzlies, we changed it for them. But
yeah.
one time in 40 years is a pretty good average.
Yeah, yeah. Can't complain about that at all. Can't complain about that.
The other thing a designer will do is have a little more unique ideas. Every room has a flaw in it.
Hmm, interesting.
Every room has a window that's too close to a corner, or a doorway that's in the wrong spot,
okay.
or a fireplace that's slightly off center, or windows that are different heights. There's always something in every room that's a little bit of a flaw. So, you know, when you look at that room, now I won't necessarily point that out to my customer, but I see it's there. So when I'm working on that room plan, I've got this idea that, okay, we've got this little flaw here that we need to kind of cover up and fix. You know, it's like when you're in high school and you were going to have a big date, you know, that was the day you got a pimple in the middle of your forehead.
Yes.
You want this whatever it is in the house to not be something that's noticeable. So, you know, there's lots of ways to cover it up. Painting, paper, a built-in architectural feature, a bookcase, for example. There are lots of things that you can do, but you have to have that idea and see it up front. And it's very hard for the average consumer to walk in a room and see that room done. Where a designer is, we have to do that. We have to walk into that room and imagine how it would be done, so that we can express those ideas to the customer. Yeah. A lot of times I step in the door and they'll go, what would you do with this? You know, immediately it's like, you know.
Give me just a minute. Let me take a look. Let me get my image here.
And let me take some measurements.
Yeah, yeah. And when you do that, you're looking ceiling to floor, wall to wall, the whole thing.
Yes.
With and without furniture, the wall coverings, everything. You're looking at it all. So you're not just looking for a piece of furniture to go in there. You look at the whole entire scheme, from the knick-knack on the end table to the drapes and wall hangings.
Right. The other thing, you know, if people, and I do this a lot when I'm talking to people about a home and we're talking about redoing a room, a lot of time the phrase resale value comes up, because you have to think about this house will probably go on the market at another point in time.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a closer time than people thought.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's much farther than they think.
True.
But you have to think, I think, you have to think resale for the customer's sake. You know, if a lady wants a purple wall, you owe it to her to say, if you need to sell this house anytime soon, that purple wall is going to involve a cover-up paint plus two coats of another color. Because most people are not going to walk in and buy that purple wall.
No. We talked about even red and those accent walls. That really deters somebody when they're shopping for a new home.
Right. Right.
So
the other thing that you can have with a designer is you can get more sleep. you don't have to lay in bed at night and think, okay, do I want periwinkle blue or pale blue or violet blue in my living room? The designer is going to help guide you to that color that's going to do the most for your room, the most for the furnishings, and give you the best effect to the room. This, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you get done with a room, they go, this has been the easiest room I've ever done, because they never worked with a designer before.
Yeah.
And they drug themselves every weekend, running someplace shopping, right, trying to find that perfect chair or that perfect chair they've imagined. You know, people can imagine all sorts of things.
Oh, gosh, I do that all the time. You know, I like to say I live in Cher's world, in my own little bubble, where I think everybody gets along and everything's just hunky-dory, nothing can go wrong. And every once in a while, my bubble gets burst and reality sets back in. But, yeah, I understand that, you know, you, in your mind, regardless of what you're working on, whether it's a work project or whatever, you know what you have in mind, what you want it to be, and what it should look like. And getting to that point on your own is a big struggle. So it's completely a great idea to use a designer. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we've got more on using a designer. And don't forget, send us your questions, because we'll have time for those too.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Garth Allen. A Lawrenceville youth is dead following a Monday evening accident. According to the Illinois State Police, 44-year-old Harry Riddle III of Raleigh, Illinois, was eastbound on Christie Avenue from 8th Street in Lawrenceville. At the same time, a 7-year-old Lawrenceville boy was on his bicycle traveling north to south from an alley across Christie Avenue. His view of the road was obstructed by a garage, and he pulled out of the alley in front of Riddle. The boy was transported to Lawrenceville County Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The Illinois State Police and Lawrenceville County Coroner's Office are investigating the fatality. Illinois is one vote away from having its first state budget in nearly 3 years. The Illinois Senate yesterday voted to override Governor Rauner's veto of a 32% income tax hike and the $36 billion budget that it fuels. The Illinois House didn't have enough lawmakers at the Capitol in Springfield yesterday to take up an override as well. That vote is expected today. And between 8 and 10 people suffered minor burns Tuesday night during the city of Linton's Freedom Festival fireworks display. More on that story and more online at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Garth Allen.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Gary Truitt with your closing market update, brought to you by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. 1-800-708-CORN or online at seedconsultants.com. The weather market continues, and corn, wheat, and soybean prices continue to move higher. July corn finishing at 381 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. September 392, gained 3.5 today. December 404, up 4 3/4. Soybeans for July, 977 1/4, up 12.5. August at 982, a gain of 12. November at 994 3/4, up 14 points. July wheat settled at 540 1/2, up 3 3/4. September 558 3/4, up 3 3/4. Cattle futures, though, finished lower, down 220 in the August contract, 113.55. August lean hogs, though, up another 18 points at 84.58. I'm Gary Truitt, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
From the Talk of the Town, 97.7 WAOV Sports Desk, I'm Garth Allen. In Major League Baseball action last night, it was the Marlins over the Cardinals 5-2. The Rays trimmed the Cubs 6-5. The Reds beat the Rockies 8-1, and the A's got past the White Sox 7-6. Other winners included the Astros, Dodgers, Nationals, Pirates, Padres, Red Sox, Tigers, Blue Jays, Twins, Brewers, and the Royals. Prize free agent Gordon Hayward is picking the Boston Celtics. Hayward made the official announcement on the Players Tribune website Tuesday evening. Hayward had also been considering the Miami Heat and his former team, the Utah Jazz. A move to Boston will reunite him with head coach Brad Stevens, who also coached him in college at Butler. Hayward averaged 21.9 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 3.5 assists with the Jazz last season. He was selected ninth overall by Utah in the 2010 NBA draft. More sports can be found online anytime you want at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Garth Allen.
This WAOV community announcement presented by First Vincent Savings Bank, your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Vincennes Historical Antiquarian Society announces auditions for the USO show, Vincennes Stage Door Canteen. The auditions July 20th and 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. at the George Rogers Clark National Park Visitor Center on 2nd Street in Vincennes. More information, contact the spirit of Vincennes Incorporated.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast for this afternoon, cloudy skies, calling for a 50% chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly during the morning hours. Look for highs in the lower 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're coming back here live to the 1450 WAOV 97.7 FM studios here. I'm Cher Elliott here along with Greg Grizzly. And it's Wednesday. It's the 3 o'clock hour, so that means we're Ask the Designer. Here at WAOV, each week, each day of the week, we actually have a live segment in the 3 o'clock hour. Tuesdays would be the Mark and Mark Show. Mark McNeese and Mark Hill talk about, you know, anything and everything. Wednesdays, it's here, Ask the Designer with Greg and I. Thursdays, that's the Lawyers with Dave Rolikin and Jeff Cobb. And Fridays, the Bow Wow Meow Hour with Laura Ariel of the Vincennes Animal Shelter. So lots of good stuff going on here. Community focused, that's who we are, what we do. And so we have been talking here in the last couple of weeks with Greg about interior design using a designer. So can Greg, can you just sum up for us why, what's important and why should we use a designer?
Well, I think what you're saying is what a designer does.
Yes, yes.
And I've got a favorite little paragraph that I've kept for a long time. A designer envisions, plans, and outfits spaces in a way that makes them both beautiful and functional. He balances aesthetic considerations and structural planning to reflect the client's lifestyle, set the desired mood, complement the home's architectural features, and ensure that less glamorous details like electrical outlets and air vents fit into the scheme. An interior designer also cultivates relationships with trusted artisans, vendors, and others who execute this design for his clients.
Very nice.
In a nutshell, it's really what it is.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, it's whenever I get in on the ground floor of a home and we're doing something, you know, mm-hmm. and the air vents are going in the baseboard.
Okay.
Have the painter paint the air vents the same color as the baseboard.
Really?
You don't? Or have them paint the registers the same color as the carpet.
Huh. No, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought you just wanted to leave it the natural tone or color of whatever it was. You know, I know painting baseboard, that makes sense. But, yeah, you know, I thought you left those kind of things alone. You just left them stay their natural metallic look. Mm-hmm. So, huh.
Yeah,
good to know.
You really don't want those to stand out.
True,
You know, you walk in and you've got a white floor register and dark gray carpet.
Yeah.
You know, what's their eye going to go to? That
screams.
That white register.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
That may be. And then the other thing is when to hire a designer. Hire a designer when your project's really starting.
When you're first thinking about what you want to do and maybe you don't even really know, but you just know you need to do something.
Right. Maybe come in and talk to me about ideas. You know, people will come in the store and say, we've just remodeled our room and my heart sinks because I think, oh gosh, if I could have talked to them before they started remodeling, I think I could have had some ideas that could have been more interesting mm-hmm. for them to do, because a contractor is going to come in and do whatever you tell him to do.
Right.
Not too many of them offer, you know, well, why don't we move this door over 4 inches because you could get a buffet in the dining room that way. Or
That's not their lane. All they are is their boards and nails, and they build and they go. You know, they don't think about the functionality of the room once it's built.
Right, right. So, you know, a lot of times now, a lady called me today.
Oh?
This morning and said, I'm ready to move into my new home, and they're going to come and get my furniture today or tomorrow. Do you want to see the house empty, or do you want to see the house once I've got stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Answer is very simple. I want to see the house once there's things in it.
Okay.
Because I need to know what she loves and what she's going to keep, the pieces that mean a lot to her.
Mm-hmm.
I need to measure those pieces so I can work them into the floor plan when we start on that aspect of it. And I need to see the colors and what they're going to look like in her light.
Right.
As well as look at where the light comes from, the windows, and, you know, are we going to need to do window coverings?
Yeah, yeah.
Does she have her own? You know, how much does she have? What's she going to need?
Sure.
Do we need a long-term plan? Do we need a short plan? Do we need a plan that's going to be like every 6 months we'll do so much?
Sure.
And, you know, every customer is different in that regard.
Oh, so, okay, two things real quick. That is something we learned on last week's show, is that just because you are going to redo a room and have a designer help you doesn't mean you just open the window and throw everything out. A lot of times people keep several pieces. You just may add a little or take away just a little what you've got and add just smidgens of different things. And
right.
So it's not going, doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on this room redo.
No, because your room, no matter what you want to do to it, is as important to you as it is that person that throws everything out and says, I want a room totally done.
Yes.
And my entire being, ever since I started doing design, was that we did any size job for anybody,
yeah.
You know. Now, I do sell quality furniture and quality accessories.
Yes.
So I don't sell a $299 sofa. I don't sell a $499 chair, you know.
Right.
We'll have chairs that start about $450
mm-hmm.
and go up. So there are ways that we can work with the budget and do it that way. And then, of course, you know, if they want something really outrageous or really unusual, we can do that too. The other thing as a designer, you know, we have a lot of vendors that you would never see going from St. Louis to Cincinnati to Indianapolis to Louisville that we can draw from. And people don't realize really how much there is in the furniture industry.
Mm-hmm.
The High Point showrooms in the international home furnishings market is 10 million square feet of display space.
Wow. That's a lot of space.
That's a lot of space. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And then the other thing I want to take from that conversation is, so somebody who's wanting to redo a room or their whole house, they can do it in phases. So it fits to their budget. They can do as much as they can afford and then go to the next step and then go to the next step. That's a great idea. You know, I in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to remodel, then I just, you know, everything goes at once. I just got to do it now. And in today's society where we want that instant gratification, I think that may surprise others besides me that, you know, you can look at it as a tiered or a phased type project.
Well, and there are things that are primary that you need to do first.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the first things you need to do isn't the thing that's going to make your house pretty, but it's going to make your house functional, i.e. lighting fixtures, electrical work, getting it ready for more technical stuff. If it's an older home, you may not have enough outlets for your lamps and things.
Right.
You know, sometimes that first phase is very simply some electrical and contracting work.
Okay. And you can recommend those type of people to help on a project like that as well.
I can recommend the people, and you know, then I'm the bad guy too. You know, you don't have to worry about going up and going, well, that outlet was supposed to be 6 inches to the right, because I give them a scale drawing, and the people I've worked with for years know if it's supposed to be 16 inches from the corner, it's going to be 16 inches from the corner, or I'll have them move it at their expense because my drawing showed them exactly where it went. And that's not being hard-nosed. That's being wanting done what you've designed to
be
done.
Right, and that's what everybody should expect. And And that's another advantage of using a designer or, you know, or using you, is that you become that liaison between the client and the contractors.
Exactly.
So you're dealing with all of these questions about, well, do you want it to be 110 or 220? Or do you want the, you know, does it need to be a flat or does it need to be a raise? All these little minute things, you're able to handle that.
Right. Even we want the hinges to match the doorknobs.
That's right. That's right. So that's awesome. That's very advantageous as well. And folks, if you're listening, this is the most awesome part about all of this. Greg is very affordable. Hiring a designer is not as expensive as you think. So Greg, if I walked into the store today and I said, I want to remodel my living room, how much is it going to cost me?
I say this to everybody, it's $50 for me to come look at the house. Mm-hmm. And all that does is just let me know that someone's serious. Mm-hmm. It more or less just covers gas and a little bit of time mm-hmm. to get there. Many years ago, I was going out every night and telling people how to rearrange their rooms, and I figured out that wasn't good business. you don't sell much. And it's funny because, you know, you can sometimes walk in a room, and I've done this before, walked in a room, and they've got it arranged totally wrong.
Yeah.
And they've had it that way for years. And I've sometimes said, well, why did you arrange it this way? And ladies will say, well, the movers came in and set it down there and I just left it. And, you know, that they maybe think that the movers do all these houses, so they ought to know
what
where
they should look like. Yeah. You know. I'm sure if you walked to my place right now, you'd probably, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up and be, oh my gosh, I need to help this girl.
That really doesn't happen. The first thing they teach in design school is you never see a bit of dust in anybody's house and you never see a cobweb. So, you know, everybody's home free on that count right away off the bat.
There you go. Exactly. So we've had a great time talking about and explaining why it's important for a designer, using a designer. Are there any last minute tips or pointers that you want to bring out about hiring a designer?
Keep an open mind and look toward refreshing ideas down the road so you can add things to it later too. Okay. Now next week we're going to talk about the qualities of a happy designer-client relationship, how to work with a designer, and then we're going to talk about actually what a design appointment consists of. So be sure and join us next week, too.
Yes, definitely. You want to do that.
Get the rest of the story.
That's right. Of course, if you have questions, we would love to hear them, or you want a topic that for us to discuss, go to newsknoxcounty.com, find our logo, Ask the Designer, click on that, and then there's actually a little form you can fill out and send us your questions. We'd love to hear those. And when we come back from break, we actually have a few questions we're going to go over. So we will be back here in just a few minutes.
Creak you heard wasn't your house settling. The second creak confirms that. Each sound is seconds apart, separated by the hiss of a hand sliding up the banister. This is not your imagination. This is happening right now. Someone is in your house and less than 10 steps from you and your baby's crib. Wishing you had a way to defend your child? Get it at galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
With the new expanded signal at WAOV at 97.7 FM on your radio dial, we've added the St. Louis Cardinals. That's right. WAOV is now your home for the St. Louis Cardinals at 97.7 FM. Brought to you in part by Clyde's Pools and Hot Tub Shack, Rod and Gun Club Road in Bruceville, and by Boot City, just south of Terre Haute on US 41. It's the St. Louis Cardinals on 97.7 WAOV.
You know, I never tout RushLimbaugh.com. I should, because it's so good.
Rush Limbaugh.
What if I did a book that published many of my monologues over the 27 years? How many volumes would it require? It could be bigger than the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. RushLimbaugh.com. And I'll tell you, for people who find it, they don't see anything like it because of the volume. It is encyclopedic, and it's exciting when people find it.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOV.
And we're back here live in the WAOV 97.7 FM 1450 AM studios. Bob Lechner, Shelter Insurance, is the sponsor. Thank you, Bob. Of course, you can also listen to us at newsknoxcounty.com. Just click on the Ask the Designer logo. We did mention earlier, if you have a question, you can go there as well. Click on that, fill that out, send it in. Or if you got a topic you'd like to discuss, be sure and let us know, because that's what this is about, sharing this information with the community and getting the world and just helping spread a little cheer around. And so we'll be back here again next week. We're here at the 3 o'clock spot on Wednesdays. And Regal Furniture, tell us where you're located, Greg, and the hours of the store.
102 North 4th Street, that's corner 4th and Bestron. Hours 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. However, if those hours aren't good for you to shop, you can call me and make a special after-hours appointment.
Excellent, excellent. And as we mentioned before, you know, they have that hidden jewel in there, the gift gallery that we all love, lots of cute stuff. If you're looking for a gift for your girlfriends or a birthday gift for a friend, wedding presents, baby stuff, bereavement, they have everything. I mean, and the price points, something for everybody in there. I mean, it doesn't matter what your budget is. You will find a beautiful, nice gift for whatever occasion.
And free gift wrap.
And free gift wrap, because I do not do that very well. I end up with the tape around my hand and looks like a 3-year-old wrapped it by the time I'm done. So it's good. But as I mentioned, we do take questions here. So we have a couple that have come in. It says, Mr. Risley, my dining room floor is carpeted, but I'd like to have a beautiful area rug under my table. Can I put an area rug on top of carpet?
You can. It's not very effective, though. Okay. You'll find that it will want to walk and wrinkle underneath your table or between the chairs.
Uh-huh.
You might even walk into a store and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, you can do that. You buy this special pad that's a self-stick
right
type of thing. It really doesn't work, and I won't sell it. I sold it a few times when it first came out and uh-huh. thought it would work, like just under the cocktail table in a living room.
Right.
But it still would wrinkle and crawl and... You know, it just isn't effective. So, you know, I don't even suggest that to anyone anymore. If you're going to put a rug under your dining room table, you're a lot better off with a hardwood floor.
Okay. Another question, and, of course, you know, we talked about that you have the gift gallery there, but Regal Furniture is a full furniture store with everything for every room in the house, except for the appliances.
Right.
So here's a question. I need a new mattress for my bed, but the mattress seems so high off the floor. What options do I have? Yes, I want to know this answer because my bed is so tall and my dog can't jump up there and I'm afraid for him to jump off. So this is very important to me as well.
Okay. A standard box spring is 9 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have now what they call a low profile box spring.
Mm-hmm.
That's only 4 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
So it drops the height of your bed a full 5 inches. Also, some beds that have rails and footboards are a little higher off the floor than 7 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Your standard bed frame is 7 inches. So if you want to take that footboard and rails off your bed and use headboard only, then you can drop down to a bed frame that's only 7 inches off the floor. Instead of some rails are 10 or 12 inches off the floor.
Oh.
Then if you go to 7 inches and use a low profile box spring and a mattress that's maybe not an 18-inch mattress, then you're going to be in a height that maybe your dog can jump off of and up on and, you know, so on that way. But come in and talk to one of our salespeople or me, and you'll get professional answers and help with those situations that you've got with bedding.
Yes, they do. You do have an excellent staff. Becky, Janice, Jane, they're all fantastic to work with and very personable, and they answer those questions without batting an eye. They're just as great as you are with answering questions and things. So
we don't always know the answers to questions, but if we don't, we'll find out for you and let you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Ooh, here's another good one. We just got married and we're trying to combine two homes into one. We have a large living room. Can we put different woods into the same room?
Yes, you can. You want to be careful about how you mix your woods because you want some of the wood tones to be the same.
Okay.
You can't take blonde 1950 furniture and put it with dark oak furniture that was in a country house.
But
the thing that you can do is you can repurpose some furniture pieces. Like that blonde piece of furniture may have very straight legs on it because it's kind of a contemporary look. That could be your color accent for beside a chair. You buy some Krylon paint that sticks to anything, give it a couple of coats of spray paint, and voila, you've got a new accent table in a perky color, and it brightens up your room.
Okay, yeah. Well, and then what do you do if it's a hardwood floor and you've got two or three different blends of furniture? I mean, how do you do that? How do you bring in wood furniture onto a wood floor? What do you need to consider?
You need to consider that, you know, you don't want to match it all because, you know, we talked before, too matchy-matchy is dull and boring.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We don't want to do that.
We need a little sassy.
We need a little bit of bling-bling in some regards, you know. So you can mix, make sure your lines are similar.
Okay.
In your wood pieces, so they look like they go together.
Okay.
They could be different colors of wood. And you want to contrast to the wood floor as well.
Okay. Okay. So you do want a little bit of that in there. So, all right. Well, we are nearing the end of our hour. It just goes so quickly with you here. It's so nice. Well, and we've talked about how that's that way when we talk on writing radio ads or putting our marketing plan together. So it's just easy. But again, tune in each Wednesday at 3 o'clock here, 97.7 FM, 1450 AOV. We love to have you. Send in those questions and we'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
Your home for the Rush Limbaugh Show, Sean Hannity and Dave Ramsey, is 97.7 WAOV Vincennes, broadcasting from the Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio.
Because yesterday's actions by North